KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies. It's 10 degrees above zero with a wind chill of 8 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our weather forecast for today is calling for partly cloudy skies, a high of 25. Wind chills right around 5 to 10 degrees below zero. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, Red Oak Police arrested two men on separate charges Wednesday night and early this morning. At around 9 p.m. Wednesday, 23-year-old David James Zwerk of Red Oak was arrested on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Zwerk was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. And at around 12:15 a.m. today, officers arrested 33-year-old Kirby David Stone King of Red Oak on a Montgomery County warrant for trespass. Stone King was also being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening unanimously approved Mayor Dave Jones' appointment of Lieutenant David Erickson as the city's new chief of police effective January 1st. Erickson succeeds Chief Steve Green, who is retiring at the end of the year. Green's last official day on the job is December 13th. Afterward, he'll be on vacation until the end of the year, but still available to handle the duties of his office. Mayor Jones says he's known Erickson for more than 25 years.
He's very capable, not afraid to make a decision. He's hard-nosed, but he's fair. I mean, he's very fair. He probably gets things done. He's active, and it was just a no-brainer. So when he's been kind of doing some training for the last 3 or 4 years. We've been working, been talking about this for a while.
Erickson joined the Atlantic Police Department in 1997. He was promoted to lieutenant in 2008. Previously, he served as a sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps' Military Intelligence Division, attached to the Corps' Sniper, Surveillance, and Target Acquisition, or STA, platoon. There was good news for customers of Atlantic Municipal Utilities during last night's meeting of the Atlantic City Council. AMU General Manager Steve Chipkes said their calendar year budget was recently approved by the AMU Board and a public hearing was held. The final step, which is merely a formality, was to make the report to the City Council.
The nice thing is, when you look at the numbers, there's not much changing. It's a kind of a nice, steady year. We're not anticipating a lot of changes. And the main thing is, everyone wants to know there's no rate increases proposed for this next year.
And representatives of the Iowa Municipalities Worker Compensation Association, or IMWCA, spoke with regard to loss prevention controls initiated by the city as it pertains to workers' comp claims. Ed Morrison, the city's liaison with the IMWCA, works with the city's department heads and city administrator John Lund. He told the council that the city's experience modification factor, which is an important factor used to adjust workers' compensation premium and is determined by comparing actual losses to expected losses for the experience period based on the employer's industry, is at 7.71. That's the lowest point it's been at for nearly 11 years.
In essence, what that means is your work comp premium is reduced, I would say, dramatically. What that tells me is your loss control rep I'm assigned to your city is I have very strong management commitment here to having a safe and healthy work environment. I want to bring it to your attention to that your department heads, your safety coordinator should be commended for the hard work and efforts that they put into creating a safe and healthy work environment. Claims-wise, we're talking about 13 claims in 4 years. That's remarkable.
Tim Kurgan said programs initiated by the city has saved 29% in the cost of premiums. He said before the changes took effect, the loss ratio was more than 100%. That meant the city was paying a premium in excess of $117,000 per year. Currently, the premium is right around $64,000. And while the city is saving money, Kurgan said more importantly, its employees are getting home safe at the end of the day. In our funeral announcements, Larry Miller, age 71 of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Larry Miller will be today at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ivan Jones, age 95 of Waukee and formerly of Anita, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ivan Jones will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Eugene Gene Hahn, age 76 of Manila, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Gene Hahn will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Brian Powell, age 48 of Des Moines and formerly of Menlo, died Monday. A memorial mass for Brian Powell will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Frieda Porter, age 100 of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Frieda Porter will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Brian Swede Johnson, age 61, of Exira, died December 3rd at the VA hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Swede Johnson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Charles Wyatt, age 62, of Walnut, died Monday. Funeral services for Charles Wyatt will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Daryl Adams, age 78, of Griswold, died Sunday at CCMH. A memorial reception for Daryl Adams will be this Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Elliott Community Building. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Ronald Hill, who's formerly of Manning, died November 30th in Omaha. Funeral services for Ronald Hill will be Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Thelma Moore, age 90, of Carroll and formerly of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Thelma Moore will be held Monday at 10:30 at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Robert Gokin, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Marnie, died Monday. A Masonic service for Robert Gokin will be held Monday at 10:45, followed immediately by a funeral service at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Radine Martin, age 84, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Funeral services for Radine Martin are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Burley Jensen, age 86, of Greenfield, died Monday in Fontenelle. Private family graveside services for Burley Jensen will be held in the spring of 2017. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.